Josh, how much carries over from the first meeting against Dallas into meeting number two?
Well, obviously, it's pretty close proximity. I think both teams have one game in between, and it's a divisional matchup for us. I thought played a really strong game against them, and they're going to be looking to come out and obviously at home, have a better outing than they did against us last game. And for us, we just want to, do a lot of the things that made us successful against them on Thursday night.
Points in 10 of 11, right? What goes into being that consistent?
Well, I mean, I think for us, we've been staying in the battle. you get in those situations where, maybe you're not feeling your best or the bounces aren't really going your way, but you have to find a way to grind and get in those situations where you can put yourself in an overtime game or get that extra point or find a way to hold off a team in the last few minutes like we have in some tight games, thinking about Minnesota and some of the games like that where we held on. So doing those things to obviously find a way to win, but try to grind and get those points that matter so much down the line.
That game last night, is that one where you guys feel like you deserved a better fate, or maybe you're happy that you came away with a point?
Well, I mean, I don't think, I don't think it was our best performance, but at the same time, finding a way to get a point, I think Helly played outstanding in getting us to that point, and when you're with a 4-2 lead in the third period, obviously you want to find a way to close it out. But at the same time, they're a desperate team. They're pushing hard, and that's going to happen over the course of a season. But Helly played awesome, and like I said, it would have been nice to get the 2 points, but to sort of keep the train rolling of at least getting to that extra frame has been good for us. And we want to finish off this tough stretch here of 7 and 12 days against Dallas here tomorrow night.
We're not even a quarter of the way in, but do you pay attention to the standings this early in the year with these points that your club's been able to pick up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every day you're looking at the standings, seeing what other teams are doing, how they're trending. Obviously, the teams you're playing, how they're trending at that time. And points now are just as important as points at the end of the season. And especially these divisional games are huge with the format now in the playoffs. So I think, you're definitely watching. I mean, as a hockey fan, as a competitive guy, as a teammate, you're wanting to see how those other teams are doing and see where you match up against them.
In a meeting the other day, your head coach was telling us about how he sees you guys as kind of a hybrid pairing, how you guys can go up against fast skating lines because you're great at that, and you can take on heavyweights because Troops is great at that. How do you see your pairing and the strengths that you two bring, and how do you make that work?
Well, I think we complement each other very well, our playing styles. I mean, I think Troops is an easy guy to play with. Obviously, he's an outstanding player. He's physical, he's powerful, and I think we read off each other very well. Obviously, in fact, we're both right and left-handed helps as well, but we have a good chemistry off the ice. We've become pretty good friends over the last few years, and I think that helps play into it as well. But we try to play a simple game, and obviously when you're matched up against some elite players in the league, I think we both take a lot of pride in trying to shut them down. And obviously, sometimes great players are going to make great plays, but at the same time, our goal every night when we're in that role is to try to shut them down and not give them anything. So we really embrace it, enjoy it, and have a lot of fun in those tough situations playing against some really good players.
How many times have you fallen off the back of the bench?
Yeah, I was hoping, I don't know if it was on video or not. I'm not sure. I hope it wasn't, but the shot didn't feel great coming off the leg, and obviously over time you're trying to just get off the ice in that situation, but the guys were kind of giving it to me a little bit on the bench, that's for sure.